Imagine a monkey in a tuxedo, an amusing but ultimately awkward sight. According to Daniel Crosby, this perfectly describes humans in financial markets. We're primates dressed in formal investment attire, yet fundamentally ill-equipped for the environment. The paradox is stark. We must invest in risky assets to build wealth, yet we're psychologically wired to make terrible investment decisions. The math makes this clear. Even high earners saving 10% annually for 40 years will fall short of retirement needs due to inflation and healthcare costs. Yet the investing world operates by counterintuitive rules that clash with our evolutionary programming. In markets, the distant future is more predictable than tomorrow. Stock returns become more reliable over longer holding periods, yet we're wired for immediate feedback. Doing less typically yields better results than hyperactivity. Studies show that forgotten accounts often outperform actively managed ones. This fundamental mismatch creates what Crosby calls the behavior gap, the difference between market returns and what average investors actually earn. Studies show this gap ranges from 1.17% to 4.33% annually, a staggering difference when compounded over decades. Consider the CGM Focus Fund, which returned 18.2% annually from 2000-2010, yet its average investor lost 10% due to poor timing decisions. No investment skill can overcome bad behavior. Despite discount brokerages and robo-advisors, competent financial advisors add value primarily through behavioral coaching, not stock selection. Vanguard estimates this value at roughly 3% annually during market extremes, while Morningstar quantifies this gamma at 1.82%. Studies show advisors prevent 2-3% in annual losses from poor timing decisions. Like personal trainers, advisors provide accountability. Though investors understand buy low, sell high, many lack emotional discipline, typically underperforming their own investments by 1-2% annually due to poor timing. When selecting an advisor, seek someone with deep knowledge who prioritizes behavioral coaching over complexity. The best advisors function as both technical experts and emotional counselors, helping clients maintain financial plans through market cycles. Their greatest value comes from preventing panic-driven decisions during volatility. Market corrections, 10% drops, and bear markets, 20% drops, are normal features of a healthy market. From 1900 to 2013, the U.S. experienced 123 corrections, about one yearly, with bear markets occurring roughly every 3.5 years. Despite these regular downturns, the S&P 500 has delivered average annual returns of about 10%. The real damage from market drops is typically behavioral, not financial. Markets often feel scariest when they're actually safest, and most appealing when they're most dangerous, as demonstrated during the dot-com bubble and 2008-2009 financial crisis. Warren Buffett advises, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. Investors who bought at the March 2009 market bottom saw their money triple over the next decade. Similar opportunities emerged after the 1987 crash, 2000 tech bubble, and 2020 COVID crash, each rewarding those who viewed crises as opportunities rather than disasters. Over 95% of people believe they have better than average humor. And American students rank average globally, yet leading confidence. This overconfidence extends to investing, where 74% of fund managers claim above average performance, mathematically impossible. Retail investors typically rate themselves in the top quartile, while their actual returns lag market averages by 3-4% annually. This pride stems from overconfidence bias and fundamental attribution error. We contextualize our own failures, but judge others more harshly. In investing, we credit ourselves for rising stocks, but blame external factors when they fall, learning nothing. The greatest danger isn't overestimating upside, but underweighting negative probabilities. People overestimate positive events by 15%, while underestimating negative ones by 20%. particularly costly in markets where catastrophic losses can erase years of gains. Ancient Romans addressed this by having a slave whisper, "Memento mori," remember you will die, to victorious generals, a behavioral check against pride that modern investors should emulate. Mirror neurons, discovered in the 1990s, explain our tendency to mimic others' behaviors. While essential for empathy and learning, this mechanism becomes problematic when it drives us to copy others' financial decisions without considering our unique circumstances. Goals-based investing measures performance against personal needs rather than market indices, providing focus during volatility. During the 2008 financial crisis, 60% of traditional investors liquidated or reduced positions, locking in losses, while 75% of goals-based investors made no changes, demonstrating their resilience. This strategy involves dividing investments into purpose-labeled buckets aligned with our hierarchy of needs. The relevant questions become, am I on track to fund my children's education? Will I have enough for retirement? Or can I achieve my philanthropic goals? Sir Isaac Newton's experience illustrates the dangers of social pressure. After initially profiting $7,000 from a $3,000 investment in South Sea Company stock, Newton reinvested $20,000 near the peak, only to lose nearly everything in the crash. His admission, "I can calculate the movement of stars, but not the madness of men," shows how even brilliant minds can fall prey to social influence. "This too shall pass" perfectly describes investing, where excesses never last. The Sports Illustrated jinx exemplifies this. Athletes featured on covers often underperform afterward, not because of supernatural forces, but because they were selected at their peak. Exceptional performances naturally regress toward average. James O'Shaughnessy calls mean reversion the most ironclad rule in global markets. His 50-year research shows extreme outperformance typically leads to later underperformance. Yet humans expect consistency rather than reversion, causing poor decisions during market extremes. Even Jim Collins's visionary companies from Built to Last demonstrated this principle. While they outperformed before publication, only half continued to excel afterward. And from 1991 to 2007, they actually underperformed the S&P 500. The wise investor must be countercyclical, optimistic during downturns, and cautious during booms. Mean reversion ensures the exceptional eventually becomes ordinary, and the deplored often recovers. Our conventional understanding of risk as volatility misses what truly matters. Howard Marks noted people avoid investments not from price fluctuations, but fear of permanent loss or inadequate returns. Warren Buffett, whose first rule is never lose money, has watched Berkshire Hathaway drop 50% four times since 1980 without selling. Risk is better defined as the possibility of permanent capital loss or failing to meet financial goals. While 40% of individual stocks suffered catastrophic losses of 70% since 1980, diversified portfolios behave differently. Jeremy Siegel's research shows stocks have outperformed bonds and cash in every 30-year period since the late 1800s. Beaten cash over 80% of the time in 10-year periods, and never lost money over any 20-year period. Risk perception depends on observation frequency. Daily account checkers experience losses 41% of the time, while those checking every 5 years see losses only 12% of the time. Investors checking every 12 years would never have seen a loss, significant considering most investment lifetimes span 40 to 60 years. The greatest risk isn't volatility, but not having enough money when you need it most. Plan for market fluctuations, embrace them as opportunities, and remember that financial freedom comes from understanding which risks truly matter.